When we had all our instructions and things were going so good here before you guys got here, it was really nice, really hard to imagine. Once in a while, if you're lucky for you around here, you can get back there someplace and you can see the earth like it used to be, you know, where the water is clean, where the trees are big, where the animals are not afraid. But you gotta be pretty lucky to see that now. But that's the way it used to be all the time, everywhere. Everywhere here. Salmon coming upstream so thick you could run across on their back. Get to the other side on their back, that's how thick they were in the water. Oysters size of dinner plates, Manhattan. You know, Manhattan, one of the biggest fishing and hunting centers in America. It was like Chesapeake Bay. All the Indians went there. The geese would come in, the ducks would come in the fall and in the spring, by the millions. Elk were there. Bear, deer, unbelievable, lobsters, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, just go in there and pick them up. What's a lobster cost you today? And don't eat one that comes from Manhattan. Yeah. Trees. Grandfathers you couldn't imagine. Maple trees. 100 feet high. 120 feet high. Maples. Hardwoods. Nobody cut the trees. Squirrel could run from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific and never touch the ground. Had to swim across, of course, Mississippi. Trees all over the place. Buffaloes. How many millions of buffaloes? They said in their records, I'll put us together and I'll put them over there. In their records, they said 50 million they killed. But if it's any kind of records like they keep on us, we'll double that. Maybe 100 million they killed. Who's going to know? Who's going to ever know? How many buffaloes were killed? Down to a handful. Down to 29 in Manhattan, in the Bronx Zoo. Not long ago. And the passenger pigeons, which sometimes took 2 days to fly by. And you couldn't even see the sun when they flew by. They were so thick. And when they landed and they ate, they cleaned everything off the ground. When they left, it was like a vacuum cleaner had come down and gone. Everything was clean. And everything lived off passenger pigeon. The wolves, the foxes, the Indians. Not one left. Not too long ago. 2 days ago. Or a day and a half ago. You have to get a context. You have to think about how it was, or somebody has to tell us now because we don't know. I used to sit there when I was small and with big eyes listening to the old people talk. That's how I learned. Listen. Sit there and listen. You learn a lot. They talk about how it was. Now, today's old people don't know that much either to talk about. You're losing knowledge. In one sense, you're losing very vital knowledge. In the other sense, you're gaining knowledge so fast you can't keep up with it. I talk about technology. I talk about the human brain. I talk about the abilities of the human mind. It's astounding. Of course, we know that its powers are tremendous and that you're just now beginning to tap the power, in one sense, of the human mind. That's why technology is moving so fast, and that's why children can pick it up, because they got the ability. It's there. An acceleration. We're experiencing acceleration of everything. Serious times are upon us.